joined by head coach Melissa Graves, junior Alex Giannaros, following BU's 58-56 win over American. Coach, if you could start off with an opening statement on the result.
Yeah, you know, I thought we did what we needed to do to win. Obviously, you know, it wasn't a pretty game by any sense, but I thought we came out, we won the second half by 10. Something that we needed to do. I thought we got stops down the stretch. I thought our press was really good. The zone got stops. We were really active in it, and I thought we made them in the second half work a lot harder for any of their shots, which was our goal, you know, something that we talked about at halftime. So, you know, we talked at halftime about trusting the process with our shots. You know, we didn't shoot it well in the second quarter, but we came out and we ended up, you know, around our percentages, and we just talked about percentages playing out. So I thought they trusted the process and dug in, and, you know, we did what we needed to do today to get the win.
Open up to questions from the media. Please introduce yourself, your publication, and who you're directing your question to.
Hi, Coach. Layla Penn with the Daily Free Press. So the turnovers definitely played a big part in this game for both sides. And as a coach, how do you kind of deal with the back and forth, almost ping pong-like type game? And how do you reshape the team?
Yeah, it's obviously not easy. You know, I think trying to stay as calm as possible to keep them calm. And in the timeouts, it's like there's a balance between getting on them and saying, hey, we are good. We are okay. These are the things we need to adjust. And I thought we did that when we needed to. Obviously, you want to get these turnovers down. But for us to be able to force them into more turnovers was a good thing for us, especially with our press. You know, like I said, I thought we really made them work for shots, and we were more aggressive defensively, and that helped us. But I think the big thing is when we do call the timeouts to resettle, they went on a run. We called a timeout to go on our run. It's one, getting on them and talking about what we need to do to adjust. And the other piece is like reassuring, hey, we are good. We're okay. Not our first rodeo against pressure. And, you know, so I thought they took that. And again, an area of improvement that we still need to work on. But we kept it enough to win the game, you know.
Brian Foisey for WTVU. On the offensive side or on the comeback, what was the key to breaking out of sort of the, you know, slump in the beginning of the second half for either of you, if you want to talk about that too, Alex?
Just like Coach said, like playing out the percentages, we didn't shoot that bad in the first quarter, which was crazy because we felt like we were missing almost every shot, but kind of trusting who we have on our team to keep putting people in positions to shoot open shots, and eventually they're going to fall. So,
Coach, Henry Dinprice, WTVU Sports, what do you just make of your team's resolve to come back from down 11 midway through that fourth quarter, come out with this victory?
Yeah, I think it was really big. You know, these are really big pressure games, talking about finishing the conference where we have a chance to get to the top of it, but you got to win, you know, and so for them to come into this, I think they were very motivated considering the last time we played them. It was a double overtime win. It was very close. It was an emotional game. For us to get them back here on our home court and feel a little bit more comfortable. But I thought the resolve was big. You know, our theme for the week this week is composure, and every week it changes the theme. And I thought that really spoke to us today, where we kept our composure where we needed to. You know, obviously we had our moments, but we recollected ourselves. And, you know, I thought we really showed that resolve in getting the win, because they're a great team as far as pressuring you and making you feel uncomfortable all night for 40 minutes. They do a great job of that. They're probably one of the best in the league at doing that. So, you know, I thought we adjusted where we needed to and found a way.
For Alex, what are the gritty plays to end the game in the fourth? What does that say about the team's identity?
I kind of said this before, but like to the team itself, but like we love big moments, I guess. Like of course, you want to win by 10, 15 points, but when you are in those situations, you want to do anything possible to get that win. And I think even Ava, her defense down the stretch really, like, helped us and kind of got our energy up as a whole. So it kind of started with her steals.
I have a question for Alex. So you had moments in the game where you were scoring back-to-back threes in under 30 seconds, but you also had moments where you were down 10 points just a few minutes later. And I just wanted to know how you kind of cope with those moments where you feel like you're giving it all and then it feels like it slips away and then you want to get it back.
Kind of what Coach was talking about, our theme this week was composure. So just handling their runs, knowing that we're going to come back and have those same runs. But, I mean, like you said, we fought to the end. And as long as you keep fighting, there's no way that can't win, I guess.
Coach, I know the win has to feel good, but are you still concerned about the offensive rebounds and how they've been an issue as of late?
Oh, definitely. Very concerned about that. You know, it's something, you know, the turnover piece was one thing that we really focused on throughout the year. And I think there were points where we've gotten it down really low where we wanted it to be. And then there are times when we play really high pressure teams that unfortunately the turnovers are higher. But, you know, the O-board situation, giving up O-boards has been a much bigger focus. It started probably at Army, you know, and I thought we lost the game because of that. You know, and it's trickled all the way through to Navy where, you know, they had almost 40 extra shots based on that. So it's definitely a focus. I think when you look at, we lost to Netta during the year. CeCe hasn't even played. She's an incredible rebounder. So you're down two posts. So it becomes then the resolve to find a way to get it done. So it's just, you know, every team's got area of improvements, I think, and those two are ours, you know.
I'll take one more question.
For Alex, how does the resiliency of the win at the end affect, you know, the team's confidence going into the final stretch of the season?
I think we're in a really good place right now. Like, pulling out that win in such a tough, like, environment, knowing that we lost them in double overtime, kind of making sure that we ended the game as soon as we could, I think it gives us a ton of confidence, especially talking about turnovers and rebounding. As long as we fix those two things, I think that we're going to be fine. And besides those two things, we're really confident in everything that we're doing. So.